Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday on June the 19th, 2021. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. On a Saturday, very hot Saturday here at Face Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hope everybody's doing well. You're probably just hoping to just continue to enjoy your summer. The rain has let up. We're not having near as much as we've had compared to last month here in Fort Worth, but it's going to be a beautiful day regardless. A little cooler. It's supposed to be under 100 degrees today. To me, that's a little cooler is a lot better than nothing. We'll take something for nothing. But anyway, hope you guys are going to be enjoying your weekend. I hope you get a lot out of this podcast today as we get ready to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen today. Now, before I do, as always, I've had a slew of prayer requests coming in the last few days. Guys, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, please email them to me up here at the Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button, and I'm all over the market. I'm on Spotify, I'm on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts. If you have me on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. We'd love to have a 5-star review. That would help my listeners, future listeners know about the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. So we really would appreciate your feedback on that. Also, we're on Google Podcast, and we're just all over the market, or you can search us up on Google and you'll find me there. And of course, we're also syndicated on iHeartRadio. Okay. So anyway, I hope you're continuing to stay hydrated during this very early, brutal part of summer. Just continue to, I'll tell you the mixture of it, drink plenty of water, drink your Gatorade, mix half water, half Gatorade to lessen that sugar. The less sugar you have, not that I'm a medical doctor, I just know it from my main doctor, the more better you're going to be. And lay off of those sodas, lay off the Cokes, okay? All right, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? Saturday morning. All right, I got a Bible devotion. Witness to the world. You're going to love that. Also, got some couple of great Christian songs back to back we're going to be playing. And in honor of Father's Day tomorrow for all the dads out there, I'm going to give you, what I'm doing is I'm going back on my biblical archives. Three unshakable reasons God created fathers. Yes, there are three reasons, and I'm going to kind of go over that with you, and I know you're going to really enjoy that. I haven't studied on that in a long time, but I had a listener ask me, hey, can you do a lesson on Bible study on Father's Day? It would be an honor to do that for all the dads out there. By the way, let me go ahead and put a shout out. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, or the dads to be. All right, just remember you're special and unique, and I hope these parables that I'll give to you here shortly will help you. Okay, how many of us are jumping jack ready this morning? Get your coffee, coffeeed up. Now, don't be stopping by Krispy Kreme Donut Shop if you're in Tarrant County. Although, I might have seen some of y'all at the Dunkin' Donut Shop, right? I haven't been there. All right, let's get Jumpin' Jack ready. Y'all ready? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Hold on, hold on. As I always say, someone ain't got their hands to clap, and we're supposed to be rejoicing in the Lord this morning when we wake up. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, God. We love you. All right, let's do it again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion, again, is on witness to the world. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. You can find that in the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 15. You know, Jesus ate with the publicans and sinners. Nearly everyone he associated with were an outcast, but his relationship with them was not purely social, it was redemptive. Now, we must not get our worlds mixed up at this point. You see, God meant that we are not to mingle with the world and be polluted by the world, but we are to what? Witness to the world. We are to weep with those who weep, suffer with those who suffer, and identify ourselves with the poor, sick, and the needy in the body, mind, and spirit. So how else can we reach them for Christ? Well, we are to love those who are involved into the world and be in contaminated or influenced or swayed by them. We do this only by a close walk with Christ. Like Him, we are the world, but we are not of the world. It's good for us to be in the shape in the sea, but not in the sea where it gets into the, you know, bad sea that gets into the ship. So just remember that. Be that beacon lighthouse as we talked about for Christ. Okay? That's the most important thing. Now, I mentioned I didn't get a chance to do a Friday podcast on iHeartRadio, got really detained. What I've got going right now is I actually have Deacon. He's actually right next to me over here. He's going to be on just for a little bit, and then we're going to do some music, and then I'll do the Bible teach for you. So without further ado, we don't have Bus Captain Bill today, probably hopefully next week. So without further ado, let's bring him on, Deacon Paul Brown.
a family.
Wait a minute, Deacon. What are you doing? Singing. Hold on.
Hold on, T.A. We are family. Come on, everybody, let's dance.
Well, it looks like he's introing himself a little early, so let's give a cheer. Something's up with the Deacon. Let's give a round of applause. Morning Crow on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. This is the only way you're going to get that. I think he's so hilarious. Let's laugh at him. Let's give him a whistle. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here he is, your friend, my friend. For a short little visit today, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Now, Deacon, I've got to ask you, why in the world did you interrupt me when I was getting ready to play a little bit more of that music, We Are Family, and then give you some cheer and some round of applause, Morning Crow, fanfare, drum roll, you know the works, countdown.
CA, I know you're so hilarious, you cracked me up. And hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeart Radio. This is Deacon Paul Brown reporting for duty, sitting on the iHeart Radio studio footwood chair over here next to CA. And I'm just so thankful to be in the area today there, CA.
Yeah, and I thank you so much for being in, my friend. So what's been going on with you? And I'm, and you know, you can interrupt anytime. What's been going on in Radio Land out there? Well, wait, not Radio Land, but what's been going on in your life?
Well, CA, Father's Day coming up, but I've only seen the kids a little early because they fathers too, and you know, they want to go spend time with the lovely children. So we went on ahead and they said, Daddy, we're going to go take you to the Turnip Cafe, and guess what I had?
Let's see here. Chicken fried steak?
Chicken fried chicken. I was close enough there, CA.
There you go. Chicken fried chicken. Okay. Black eyed peas?
Well, they do have that, but the Deacon turned that down. He went for greens, green beans. And then I had, mashed potatoes, gravy, and then a side salad, a house salad.
Well, that's good. That is good, man. So the kids chipped in and they bought you a meal. And, man, I'm excited for you.
Well, CA, not very many kids like to buy daddy dinner or lunch. But my kids, I kind of groomed them early and said, hey, your daddy, he went out, he worked very hard to make a living, to provide for the family. At least you could do is at least buy me a meal. And I think the guilt trip kind of hit on him last week when I talked to him, Al.
Well, that can happen. That can happen.
By the way, how's Cody doing?
Well, he's doing good. He is, like everybody should know already, he is engaged. And he is, I think, going to be getting married. I talked to him yesterday for a brief bit. And I think he's somewhere around March of next year. There are going to be a lot of great weddings coming up. We got Jeff getting married. And then we got, of course, Candace and other great things happening. So God's moving. God's working. And it's everything's taking shape, and it's all about love.
That's right. It sure is. Now, I won't talk too long, but I want to share something with you. A lot of times, dads, they kind of feel like they're good to the point, but then they feel useless because, why am I working a lot? And then all of a sudden, I have here nothing to show. Well, that's because they're raising the family or they're raising the kids.
That's right. But in the long run, the dividends are going to pick up for him.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there are single dads. There's married husband and wives. There's single fathers. There's moms that are stepped in to be mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, believe it or not. And so everybody does the best that they can, and they love their kids. The book of Exodus reminds us that we should honor our moms and dads. We should love them. You know, my folks are still alive. Praise God. So I honor my mom and my dad. My dad's a very hard worker. Still to this day, he works. My mom is an encourager. She's a homemaker. She's an encourager. I also believe, and I won't take up too much of our time on this, I believe that God gives mothers all mothers out there a little bit more of an extra special gift because they know about their kids. They sense about their kids because God gives them something deep down inside. Dads do too, to a certain point. But with God in it, you can't go wrong.
That's exactly right there, CA. I agree 100%.
I sure do. So are you headed to the farmer's market today?
Well, Miss Mildred told me she going to make me strawberry shortcake. She said, honey, I'm going to make you strawberry shortcake with the whipped cream.
Now, we ain't talking Cool Whip the old-fashioned way that I knew in the old plastic tub where you dump it.
No, CA, they've changed since then. We're talking about the Great Value whipped cream.
I got you, buddy. I got you. Well, I'm going to let you go. I knew it was going to be a short visit. And there's a song I want to play. Because there's a lot of people that's going to go to get a comeback. There is a comeback coming, right?
That's right. There's a comeback coming.
All right. You take care of yourself. You have a great day. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, CA. Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. A little short visit from Deacon. There is a comeback in your life. Danny Gottlieb reminds you. Hold on to Christ. He's got you. Blessings are coming your way.
Never talk, but now he talks. I guess you could say he
He's a living, breathing, walking miracle. And then there's Veronica with the sign in the second row. Said even cancer couldn't stop me from coming to your show. I guess I never thought we'd meet again. But the very next year, we met again. I guess you could say she's a living, breathing, walking miracle. Everywhere we go, the proof that we should never give up. Oh, 'cause we serve a God who turns impossible into living, breathing, walking miracles. This is for the fighter who's celebrating 6 months clean, for the marriage that was over but somehow got redeemed. Anyone who's been up against the odds just to find out there's a God who's making us all living, breathing, walking miracles. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up. That's in the making. You might think, not me, but every single breath that you breathe is saying you are a living, breathing, walking miracle. Yeah.
Amen. And we are living, breathing, walking miracles. Matthew's West's new song on the brand new album. Okay, well, on a Saturday, I just want to talk a little bit with Father's Day coming up about three unshakable reasons that God created fathers. You know, as we approach Father's Day tomorrow, friends, it is always worthwhile to consider the unique influence of a father. I love hearing the stories, and I've heard stories of those who are fathers are engaged and affirming and giving them something so precious to their children. At some time, I am reminded of many others who have lost or have been known to be fatherless. The tragic consequences of absence or abusive fathers mar the children in countless ways. What I want to do is I want to give you, to help you explain why fathers are so crucial in the world. I'm going to give you three, just three of them, unshakable reasons why God created them. So all you dads, listen up. And if you're a mom doing two parts of a mother and father, or grandmother, grandfather, this is also for you too as well. Reason number one is the father calls out the sexual identity of his child. Our core sense of identity is sexual. God created us as male and female. That's the first truth we learn in the Bible about us. Now, the primordial code stamped onto every soul is gender. We cannot escape viewing everything, though, the gender lens, nor we should we. But something is primordial is also fragile. Gender, I should say, it's a tongue twister this morning, is not just found in physical differentiation, but it is also emotional makeup and spiritual orientation. These more intangible qualities are manifest in the body. But because they are intangible, they are also vulnerable. A child's sexual identity is not only inherently owned, it is also called out by another. This is an awesome task that God has given to fathers. And I want you dads and moms, whoever, to listen to this. Of course, a child needs for the mother to be the basic love and nurturing. And let me stop there. God made mom not just the hardest part of giving birth to their son or daughter, but they're loving, they're nurturing. That's what they are. From infanthood on, don't matter whether they're from the time they're conceived to the time that she's gone home to be with the Lord, or sadly might have lost one beforehand, she's right there. And we call her mom, and we've honored her on Mother's Day. But when it comes to feeling, when it comes to these feelings, right, of being male or female, the child needs the father. Because boys instinctively look to their fathers to be the muscular presence they need. The unconscious hope is that the father's, if I'm pronouncing this right, will rub off into their son. The longing arises as he seeks to separate from his mother, especially during the times of adolescence. Now, what the father can offer is otherliness of the masculinity given to the boy on the on-ramp needed to feel at home instead of himself as a male. Girls, which I have two daughters, also look to their father, not to the mother, for primary orientation as a female. The mother will still hold the crucial card, as all moms do, in showing the daughter what, you know, being a female is, or, you know. But the father is the one who will call her out. Every daughter longs for her father to see her as beautiful and worthy of love, simply for being a female. Let me stop there. If you have girls, I don't care if you're divorced or whatever the circumstance may be, married, not only tell your kids that you love them, you go to those little girls, you give them a big hug, and you tell them you love them and how beautiful they are and how much they're loved. They need to hear that from dad. What's wrong in America? Excuse me. A lot of dads won't tell their girls that they love them. I know certain circumstances of some people that their dads don't even tell them that they love them. And that haunts them still to this day. It's vitally important, dads. Love your sons. Also love your daughters. And respect your girls. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. There was a song out on that. I believe Aretha Franklin had sung that. And of course, as the girls enter the adolescence, this becomes even more crucial. Whatever she did not hear from her father, she will begin to scavenge from other young men her age. So, how does this father call out the sexual identity of his child? By affirmation and engagement. The affirmation is the word. A father can affirm a child's sexual identity in ordinary circumstances of daily life. Here are some examples for the boy. And I've said this to my boys. Way to go, big man. You're the strong one. For the girls, I love you. Beautiful. You're such a princess. Although simple, the powers of these words can be also overestimated. They pierce right into the heart of the child and they call out the lament of the man or woman. In fact, the engagement is the deed when the father initiates the time together when they communicate with their child and value them a beloved son or daughter. It doesn't matter so how much or how they're doing. It could be any skill that the father could teach them and interest that the child would have. And that's just one recommendation on reason one. Now, reason two is a father is the pace setter for the faith in his family. The statistics, friends, are sobering. When the mother is a believer, but the father is not, and there's a lot of that, or vice versa, the child is not nearly as too inclined to stay involved in the church. But when the father walks in with Christ and leads his family the way, the children will be much rooted into the church as they grow older. The father not only calls out the child's sexual identity, but he also sets the tone for the spiritual adequacy as well. Of course, mothers can do and should play their part in talking about Christ to their children, using teachable moments throughout the day to bring up the spiritual realities. There are also wonderful stories of a mother's winsome faith opening up into the heart of a child to follow. Despite an absence or or genetic father. There are those stories that tend to be the exception. God designed fathers to be the pacemakers for the faith in their family. It is an awesome privilege and responsibility, but many fathers don't want to be in that role. Instead, mom is taking charge. And there are some dads, but moms are pushed to have to try to help find the church, or if they want to put them in a Christian school. Sometimes they have no vibrant faith in Christ to pass along, and at other times their faith is real, but they also feel incompetent to teach or lead spiritually. We have to be a role model, Dad. What's your point on that, CA? We have to be a role model. Keep it simple. What do I mean? Gather your family at the dinner table, open the Bible, read a passage. I remember my dad used to do that every once in a while. I think we got away from that, haven't we? Talk about Jesus. It means pray together. Prayer is the key. I've always stressed it on our syndicated podcast show, is that prayer is the key. It only takes 5 to 10 minutes, or if you have a simple prayer and you need to pray something, call out to God, help. That's right, help. And He knows the Alpha and the Omega of your life, the beginning and the end. Because He is the Alpha and the Omega. You don't have to be a biblical scholar. You don't have to go to Bible college to learn all this. And if you need more structure, there's tons of family devotionals and resources out there. Now you can get them online and download them on your books on your tablets. Or you can go to the online stores, or if you're shopping, some people still do. I go to Mardell's. I'll give you an example, not putting a plug out for them, but I do go to Mardell's, and I could spend hours in there. I love that place. I love Christian bookstores. I feel the presence even stronger and stronger in there with God. I just feel absorbed with His Word, the Bibles, the devotionals. And I see lonely people, and I'm not a people watcher, but I got to share this. I see lonely people in the Mardell's out here. I'm using Mardell's because it's the only one left in Fort Worth, Texas, that are lonely, that are hurt, that are discouraged. Back then, I used to walk up and just kind of talk to them, just the kind words. And they would pour out because they needed to pour out to somebody. You see, our seeds of faith are planted and watered here and among the warm memories of emotional connectedness. So you got to connect. My final point is a father represents God the Father to his children. You know, we live in an age, friends, where a mass gender confusion, there is a lot of that. And this is tragic because the cost of the transient values in our culture. An example to that, too, is that our kids have run wild. Parents can't get a handle on their kids. One guy said, I just can't control him. Yeah, you can. You just ain't making the effort. Well, he's young. That's when you catch him, when they're young. Because when they get teenagers, it changes. When they get older, it changes. You can do it. But don't worry yourself sick when they're past the accountability of knowing how they should know about Jesus Christ. Because the Holy Spirit will convict them eventually. But hopefully they won't shut the Holy Spirit out. Because you shut out the Holy Spirit, because God's three in one. Remember, God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. What will happen is, eventually He'll back away. But our job as a mother and a father, hello dads, got to tell them about Jesus Christ. Very important. With my kids, they're teenagers, and I got one raised. I got teenagers. I got one that's fixing to be raised here real soon. Beth, I'm very proud of her. She started her first job yesterday. She said, I'm finally going to get a paycheck, Dad. She called me up. I said, good. Next week, I said, well, hey, better than nothing. I'm proud of her. I didn't tell her to go find a job. She went to work at a water park for the city. But you know what? I'm proud of her. She said, I got on my iPhone, and she said, I filled it out. And I went in there, and they called me up for interview. I went, because I remember taking her, you know, dropped her off. She said, Dad, they want me to come back because they want me to do first aid, CPR certified, and training. She went 3 days on training. Well, yesterday they notified her and said, hey, come on in. We need you in today. That's a teenager making effort. Now, I kept her in church pretty much most of her life. But she didn't forget because she told me, she said, Dad, God's the centerpiece. That's right. Prayer and praying through. We'd sit in the car feverishly and we'd pray. I'd pray intercessory prayer because I am a big-time intercessory prayer warrior. Most everybody that knows me would know that I am. And prayer is the key. And He's had His hand on my kids, your kids. And some of them can be challenging, but God has really put Beth and has just really spiked her up and gave her the emotional uplift that she needs. And this is good for her. COVID has messed us up a little bit because she should already be driving her car. I'll tell you that. I mean, jump off the track. But this upcoming Friday, I'll finally be getting her to get her permit. She's already passed that. And then she's already got a vehicle. Got her that. And then she'll be driving. She's, Dad, I can't wait to drive. I'm like, yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, but I want her to be safe. That's what it's all about. So, Dads, please encourage your sons and your daughters too. Boy, these kids, they need it. Don't let them run wild. Get a handle on them while they're young. That's what you got to do. And keep them in church and pray for them. Anyway, jumping back, I know I've kind of bounced back and forth. The circularity of the Western world has been going on for centuries, and with the self becomes the only objective reality. The only objective reality of God has been seemingly removing both public and private discourse. And all this transitions of good, beauty, glory, truth, as well as, you know, later on down the road, they're probably, unless they want to stay single the rest of the life, they're probably going to get married. And that's going to come another step, like my son's going to be. And he's talked to me about it, and I've talked to him, because I've married a bunch of people. I've done about 200 weddings. I've seen it all. I've seen it where the mother-in-law has got into it with the son or the bride's mother. I've seen in-laws, outlaws. I've been praying. I had one day where they said, Mr. Hall, we just can't do it. And I said, I pull them in separately because I didn't want to put them in together. And I talked to them and I said, are you sure? You put down $20,000 for your wedding. One wedding I know for sure. I just want to share this because I got permission from both bride and groom. And this was probably about 8 years ago. She said, you know, I just don't know now because there's too many in-laws and outlaws. I said, let me tell you something. That man in the other room, do you love him? Yes, sir. What do you feel right now? She goes, I don't know. And it was just me and her in there, you know, when her mom kind of stuff. I said, let's pray. So we prayed. I said, I'm going to let you compose yourself. I'm going to go in there and talk to your future husband. I said, but I know God. I feel it, that God is going to give you a good, strong marriage. Walked in the other dressing room that they had. The groom was dressed, and he was tears. You see, some guys, they really get emotional even when they did doing weddings, doing their own vows. They even get teared up. He said, I just want to marry our lover. You know, when you know true love is there, nothing stands in the way because you got your inner connector of Christ in it, Christ-centered relationship. I prayed for him too. Long story short, they did get married. They called me for 3 years telling me their marriage was strong and they kept it Christ-centered. They said, you know, when you first talked to us, Mr. Hall, you talked about Christ-centered relationship, you talked about prayer time, you talked about devotion, talk about listening to each other. We took every bit of that advice that God had spoke to you to tell us how to keep our marriage strong. Now, I'm not counseling, marital counseling. I did take it in Bible college. However, I'm not a certified counselor, but I can give you advice. Anytime, guys, you can email me. There is one more story I want to share before I close out on this lesson, even on Father's Day, coming up tomorrow. One time I was at a Walmart, and I was in there getting my optical glasses clean and adjusted, and I had on my shirt that said the Morning Brew. Now, that was the old logo that I had with the coffee cup. This couple came in, and this is one that my son had ordered for me, my oldest son, Cody. And she tapped me on the shoulder, kind of startled me, and I said, this way before COVID time. And she goes, Mr. Hall? I said, yeah. She said, can I give you a hug? I was like, okay, well, what's this all about? And the man gave me a handshake. She goes, we want to thank you. Really? For what? What did I do? She said, we Googled one day. And my husband said, you know, I like coffee. I just want to listen to a podcast show. She said, we searched up the Morning Brew, and it came up Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Showed you as number one podcast, which we are still, number one Christian podcast. She goes, my husband was curious. Clicked on it. We listened to your podcast. And you were talking about family and marriage. She said, our marriage was crumbling apart. But your words and your biblical teaching and your prayer, God touched our hearts. And you know what? We went and we got it together. We didn't even have to go to marital counseling. We prayed. She goes, I want to thank you. She goes, can I? This is the craziest thing. She goes, but can I get a picture of me, you, and my husband? I said, sure. And she said, can I get you, can you sign a piece of paper just as an autograph? And I never had that ever. I was like, oh, wow, okay. But I got touched. I got blessed. She goes, I can see the light of Jesus shining on you. She goes, you're actually the helping out with the arms and feet of Jesus. Because I love him. And I love people. And I know being a Christian is not the easiest path for a lot of us. And now I'm going to flip back to this. Because y'all are probably saying, okay, CA, what's the point? Well, the point is that we can reach the moms and the dads or the grandparents out there that are lonely. And her husband was just searching because his marriage was almost ending. And they clicked on one on love and marriage. So back to this. And that's a great PTL report, by the way. Going back to this, dads. Something always happens when a father steps in into his children's life and affirms their sexual identity, and he gathers them in for reading and prayer time. He speaks to them by faith. Let me ask you something, dads. I can't see a show of hands. When was the last time that you had prayer time with your kids? When was the last time you shared Bible devotion? When was the last time you told them about Jesus? Every time my kids get in the car, I talk to them a little bit. I start sharing about Jesus. Oh, dad, teenagers, you know. Oh, dad. Oh, yeah, because my dad did the same thing, and still to this day, at almost 55 years old, he still reminds me, because dad wants to make sure all three of us brothers get there and our families get there. My dad is such a great father. I couldn't ask for a better, good, godly father than my dad. Now, we all make mistakes. He's a U.S. Marine, praise God. He served his country. My son's a U.S. Marine. He's fixing to get out here later this year in November. He served his country time. But my dad's a very proud U.S. Marine in the fact that my mom's his anchor. God sent my mom to him. They've been married 56 years here in 2 weeks. Actually, next week. So, nobody tell me that God can't do anything, because I know he can, and I know he's going to help you. So, please don't give up, dads. Please, read the Bible to them. Give them the prayer time. I don't care if they're age 50. Read. Say, son, we're going to come to the table. We're going to read something. The Bible. Trick them. Because that speaks faith to them. And these simple acts will pull back that iron curtain and open up a portal into God's presence. And that light, that beacon light that streams down, that opens that portal, is the light of God the Father, the one who longs to engage and affirm those children. A lot of times, often, we realize what he is doing, but the father has formed emotional template within our child's heart from age 0 to 80, even more than that. You see, all of this providing and affirming and engaging in discipline were just introductory. You see, God the Father picks up where we no longer can go, and he leads his children onward to life with him. Let me give you, dads, in closing, one more final word of encouragement. I want to close with this encouragement. All dads, and if you're dadding in the picture, all the moms that play mom, and it's not a play, but they're doing their part as mom, as dad, as grandmother, as grandfather. No father I know feels that they have got this fatherhood thing down. I'm imperfect, you're imperfect, we all are. I certainly have never felt that way, and none of us have the, if what I have implies that must be perfect, we must be perfect fathers. The reality is, though, friends, the best of dads will make plenty of mistakes. God knows I have, we all have, but that's okay. Even our fumblings and our failings. You see, God still uses us to point our children to him. But what we do with all these mistakes, when you say or do something to one of your children that grieves the father, confess it to him, and then go and ask for forgiveness of that offended child. Trust me, this will be so willing to forgive, and the strong bond between you will become even stronger. This Father's Day, for all the dads out there, if you're a father, take time to give thanks. And I mean really, take time and even beyond to give thanks to God for the awesome privilege to be a father. Thank Him for however many kids you have and the journey that you've put them on earthly-wise. Because you're the earthly father. God's our main father and their father. Then trust Him to empower you on the fatherhood journey ahead. Finally, ask Him to reveal more of His love for you as a son in Christ, allowing Him to father you and give you priceless wisdom needed to father your own children. In closing, before I pray, wouldn't it be the greatest father's gift? Maybe your heart is carnal. Maybe your heart is so hard. If you've been to, let's say, marble cream slappery, I'm going to use an ice cream because a lot of dads like ice cream. Maybe you need marble cream, or you need the Holy Spirit definitely to break that ice that's hardened you with your children. See, hey, how do you know all this stuff? Well, I've been there. Maybe you got a son, maybe you got a daughter that's a prodigal that doesn't even know Christ. But yet, you as a dad, and I'm not being hypocritical, maybe you don't know Him. But if you knew Him, if you know God, you have Him in your heart, then you can work on your children. I'm not going to do an altar call, three-way altar call, podcast call, but I will tell you this. If I can help you, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Give me your name. Give me your contact information. I'll call you and I'll help you. And we'll pray through this. And I got prayer partners that will help too as well. Or you can go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on that. Send me a text message or call me. Give me your name. Give me your state. And let's pray together over this. But you've got to be willing, dads. You got to be willing to change. So my question to you is how's your heart? Think about that. Is it carnal? Is it so hard that you haven't picked up the phone and called your children? Or maybe an event, you see them for a brief bit and then you disappear for about a year or whatever. Or maybe you run into them at the movie theater. If you go to the movies, maybe you see them and you maybe throw them a little slide high. But dads, when was the last time you picked up the phone and called them? Everybody's got a cell phone. Most kids have, or grown adults even have, where you can text them. Or send them a little GIF. I'm thinking about you. When's the last time you did that? Let's pray for everybody. Dear Jesus, we thank You so much for all You do. We love You, God. We give everything to You, and I just pray You be with all the dads out there. Soften our hearts, even the moms that had to step up to the plate and play a combination of both parts. Let us reach our children. We need You, God, so much. Let our kids know how much we love them, too. Thank You for everything You do in Christ's name. Amen. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.